Welcome. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting, Thursday, September 24th, 2015. My name is Lydia Brazon. I'm chairing part of the meeting. Tony Norman, the vice chair, will be also co-chairing the meeting tonight for those items that I will be addressing. So to start, Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Allen, KPFT.
Allen is present.
Present. Aldueta, KPFK. Can't hear you. Burden, WBAI.
Burden, here.
Burden, present. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Steve Brown, WBAI. Can't hear you. Hess Nave, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Coleman, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Diaz, WPFW. Can't hear you. Edwards Tickert, KPFA.
Present.
Diaz, present. Edwards Tickert?
Here.
Present. Fuentes, KPFA. Coburn, KPFA, is present. Lane Ewert asked for an excused absence. Robert Mock, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Medina, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Norman, present. Rabin, WBQR affiliate. Ryder, KPFT.
Yes.
Ryder, present. Reyes, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Roberts, WBAI. Can't hear you. Tucker, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Present.
Present. Oh, I'm sorry. Aldueta. Brazon, KPFK. Sorry, I skipped over.
Here.
Present. Steve Brown. Fuentes. Roberts. Okay. In any case, we have a quorum chair, and I understand that E.D. John Proffitt is present. Is that correct?
Can I be heard?
John Proffitt?
Yes. Can you hear me?
He's present. Okay. And Efren Larinas?
Yes. Also here.
And Eljoy Williams?
Here.
Present. Okay.
Madam Chair?
Wait, okay. Hold on a second. Yes, who is that?
Serena. I was trying to register my presence, but I also have a point of information.
Okay, what is your point of information?
I believe Jose Luis Fuentes had indicated to us he was going to be traveling around.
Yes, that's what I was going to deal with in the excused absence.
Okay,
so we haven't gotten there yet. Okay. Timekeepers, I need items and individual speakers. Timekeepers.
Items.
You'll do the items?
Yes.
Diana? Okay. Speakers, anyone? Hello? Does anybody volunteer to time the speakers 90 seconds?
I'll do it. This is George.
Thank you, George. And, okay, excused absences. And to Serene's point, Jose Luis Fuentes said he was going to be traveling. He sent an email, like 2 weeks ago.
Brian here.
Yes, Brian.
I move to excuse all absences.
Okay, is there a second? Any objections? Thank you. All absences are excused.
Point of information, so that would be Ewert, Aldueta, and Rabin. And
may I just read them out?
Yes, thank you.
Aldueta, Steve Brown, Robert Rabin, and Jose Luis Fuentes, and Janice Lane Ewart.
Unless, of course, they come on the call, like Arbeta,
right.
Who's just with us.
Right.
Adriana?
Yes. Adriana?
Yes. I want to excuse the absence of the people that requested absence. The people that didn't request it, I'm sorry, but I don't want to.
Okay, then we're taking a vote on, then you will vote no on the motion that was moved and seconded. So if you agree with Adriana. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Alan.
Alan abstains.
Abstain. Agueta. No, he's not here. Okay, Burden.
No.
No. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Castanets.
No.
No. Coleman.
No.
No. Diaz.
Yes.
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 Edward Steekert.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn. No. Mark.
Mark votes yes.
Yes. Medina?
Medina votes yes.
Sorry?
I think yes.
Medina, yes. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Ryder?
Point of information, I don't know what I'm voting on. Is this... what exactly is...
The motion is to excuse all absences.
Yes.
Yes. Reyes.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson. Wilkinson can't hear you. Jim Brown.
Jim Brown votes yes.
Jim Brown, yes. Okay, let me count one moment. I have 10 yes, 4 no, abstain 1. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Can I change my vote to yes? Yes, and I vote yes. Okay,
Coleman, yes, and Berzon, yes, and so that means we have 12 yes, 3 no, 1 abstain.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Ryan, so moved.
Is there a second?
No.
Are there any amendments?
We know.
Okay, Tony?
Yes. I'd like to make an amendment to the agenda in reference to the this is to the election. It's time sensitive, but I would like to put it at the top of the agenda, and I guess we can allocate at least 5 minutes.
Okay. And so this would be.
I sent the motion out, so everyone should have a copy of it.
Okay. Now, this meeting was noticed for bylaws, so by the top of the agenda, you mean the items once we pass the bylaws, where the KPFK LSB motion is? And
Steve Brown here.
Okay. Not yet. Steve, go ahead. Or you want to move it before the bylaws is what you're saying. Well, I was inclined...
Yeah.
To advocate after the bylaws, but given the fact that Joy is here briefly and did not intend to stay, it would make sense for her to be here for that. So right, the only motion before the bylaws, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay, so moved. So
wait, who seconded? Somebody second?
Yeah, Benito.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Steve?
No, I was just announcing my arrival in case you had taken the roll.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, so let's move on to that. Oh, I want to announce that the next meeting of the Pacifica National Board will be held October 15th, 2015, starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Now, let's move on to then, Tony, you want to make your motion?
Point of information.
Oh, we haven't approved the full agenda? No,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Hearing no objection, the agenda is approved. And Tony?
Yes, I sent out.
Yes. Who is that?
It's the point of correction.
Okay.
We just voted to do executive session at 8:30, so I guess open will be 10.
You voted for the time?
Yes.
Of executive session at 8:30?
Yeah.
Well, I think we've had already noticed it at for later, but I'm not sure. I'm not looking at the calendar.
Janet Kay, may I?
Yes, Janet.
Yes, so I think what Serena is talking about is we noticed an executive session for October 15th. So would the next open session, what time would the next open session start?
Okay, so the motion for the closed session was from 5:30 to 7? Is that correct?
It was to begin at 8:30. We didn't set it. We didn't set it.
8:30?
8:30 Eastern, 5:30 your time.
Jesus. Okay. 10 o'clock Eastern, October 15th for open session. Okay, Tony, please.
Yes, this is a motion, time sensitive in reference to the election. You all should have received it. I don't want to read it. I'll read the active part, but I guess in summary. This is in reference to the elections that are happening where we have less candidates than there are for seats that are open, and I think this only applies to maybe. I know in WPSW, and I think it also applies in Berkeley with their staff. But in reference to the advice of the National Election Supervisor, and I guess Ms. Williams, you can comment when I finish, and also based on the statute, the California Code that was by reference, that if the board can declare candidates elected if there are less candidates than there are seats that are available. So the active part of the motion is that therefore I move the PNB declare elected those certified candidates nominated to the LSC Board of Delegates seats in which the number of certified candidates are not more than the number of delegates to be elected. These delegates' terms will begin December 20th. 15, as stated in the bylaws, and this is in reference to also it would save us a great deal of money here at WCSW and Pacifica that we don't have to send out all of those ballots to candidates that will be just elected by acclamation basically anyway. So that's the summary of the motion, and I guess that Ms. Williams want to address any other points on that. And the motion is designed to address the issue at Berkeley as well as WCSW.
Okay,
Brian,
thank you. Brian?
I want to propose an amendment, but I just want to clarify. Tony, do you have fewer candidates in both your staff and listener elections, or does that just impact the listener election at WPFW?
I think it's both. We have... So, we have 7 candidates for listener, and I think we have 2 candidates for staff. So it's both at our station. I also want to state that it's not that people didn't apply to become candidates. I think a lot of them were eliminated because they didn't need to get the signatures or some technicality, but they were eliminated. So it's both.
Okay, my amendment is to strike the words not more than and replace it with the word fewer then. And if I have a second, I would like to explain it.
Second.
So at WPFW, I think this makes great sense. If you have fewer candidates than open seats, then the write-in line on your ballot would give a person with one vote a seat on your board. At KPFA, in our staff election, the situation is different. We have a candidate for every seat, and we also have a staff member who attempted to become a candidate, who maintains that he submitted his paperwork on time. I believe the local election supervisor says he did not submit a cover sheet on time, and as far as he knows, he has it under appeal. But he also intends to run a write-in candidacy if he's not on the ballot. There's not really a cost consideration for the staff ballot. We're only talking about a few hundred pieces of paper. And where the community of staff is small enough and well enough acquainted with each other that a run-in candidacy is actually viable. So I think in KPFA's choice case, we should err on the side of letting the staff pick and not just doing away with the election altogether.
Okay.
Is there anyone that wishes to divide the motions for the individual stations, or did you guys intend it?
I'm sorry, point of order, Janet Kay.
Yes.
This is Jim.
I did not get a second for the amendment or the main motion, so I'd like to hear.
I seconded Brian's amendment.
Point of information.
And Benito seconded Tony's motion.
Thank you.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
I'm supposed to say chime, but for this exact motion, but I don't know how much time.
No, I think Tony sent it for 10, but
10 minutes. Okay.
But I don't know, Tony, if that's accurate. I might be thinking of another motion. But at the moment, does anybody wish to separate these two? Now these are very isolated cases.
Where is this motion? Do we have it?
Yes, Tony sent it out.
Okay.
All right, Benito sent it out. Everybody sent it out.
So, Madam Chair, my language does not specify by station. It just changes from not more than to fewer than. In other words, it says if you have a candidate for every seat, which KPFA does, a ballot goes out. If you have fewer candidates than seats, which WPFW does, a ballot does not go out.
Right. And where do those words go in, Brian?
The word fewer replaces the word not more.
Okay.
Alan pointed out to me. Or Alan for the stack.
Janet Kate, point of something. I'd like at least the therefore part of the motion to be read. And I could read it. I have it in front of me.
Okay, go ahead, read it.
Therefore, I move, this is Tony's motion, I move that the PNB declare elected those certified candidates nominated to the local station board delegate seat in which the number of certified candidates are not more than the number of delegates to be elected. These delegates' terms will begin December 2015 as stated by the bylaws, in the bylaws.
So that's where the change is, right?
Yes.
Are fewer than instead of not more than. Okay.
No, but I think to her point was,
good information, George.
Yes, I think that to the point was is that one declares the person and the other one gets elected. So I still think these should be separate. But anyway, it's up to
Janet Kay.
George.
May I move to
yes,
the right into the
well, no, George was first.
Yeah. So this fellow is under appeal. If the appeal is accepted it's ruled that he got his papers in time. He becomes a candidate, and even under Tony's formulation, there's still an election. If it isn't, if the ruling is he didn't get his papers in time, is he still eligible to run under Brian's formulation?
As a write-in candidate.
Can anyone run as a write-in candidate even if you never got your papers in on time?
Sure.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet.
Okay, so what my understanding, the difference is that Tony's is, or if the number of candidates are fewer than the seats, then they get, then they're elected.
No, that's mine.
I'm sorry, not more than, right. And if, so I'm wondering what happens in the case of when the number of certified candidates are equal to the number of seats. And I would think that they would be certified in that case.
That's not
so I'm going to amend yeah. Brian's amendment, or I don't know if it's going to be divided, to be, I want to amend Tony's motion are not more than or equal to the number of delegates, add in or equal.
As opposed to or few or equal, is that correct?
No, as opposed to fewer.
My question, Janet, is are you amending Brian or are you amending Tony? Tony is
Tony.
More.
I'm
Brian
amending Tony. Right, I'm amending Tony.
Okay. Okay, who was asking to be on the stack? Someone was asking to be on the stack.
That was Nathan.
And we need, now we. Tony, how much time did you allow for this item? I can't go on.
I originally said 5 minutes.
Oh, my God. Okay, does someone want to move to extend since we've been past 5 minutes already?
I'm going to move to extend another 5.
I mean,
this way it looks like 10.
10? Did I hear someone else?
It's Serena. I was saying 10.
Okay.
Brian here.
Brian?
I think Janet's language is identical in effect to Tony's original motion. That's why I proposed an amendment in the first place.
Okay, but first we have to extend time. So and give the time person a time to end. So, any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Okay, hearing no objection. Who's doing the? Adriana. So 10 minutes from now, you stop us and we vote. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Janet Kay, I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay. I called on, it was Brian, Janet Kay, and Benito. Go ahead.
Just Serena. I'd ask for the stack before any of them.
Okay. This is Brian, Janet Kay, Benito. And Serene, because I didn't hear you before. So, Brian?
Hi, Jim.
Oh, sorry, Jim was actually.
Okay. So, I'm arguing for my language and against Janet's if she doesn't withdraw it. And I think it's a very simple question of democracy. You should not keep the staff at KPFA from choosing who represents us on a technicality. Every ballot we've ever sent out has a write-in line. There is only the most negligible of cost considerations. We're talking a few hundred dollars at a station with a budget of more than $3 million, because the staff ballot goes out to such a limited number of pool of people. And we're not talking about someone who didn't get his paperwork in on time. There's no dispute that he submitted his signatures on time, that he submitted his candidate statement on time. As I understand it, the only disputed question is whether he submitted his cover sheet on time and the local supervisor lost it, or whether he did not submit it on time and subsequently did. And, you know, if the National Election Supervisor comes down with that determination that he shouldn't be on the ballot, he should still be allowed to run as a write-in candidate. That's why we've had the write-in line on these ballots all these years.
Okay. Okay, so next is Janet K., Benito, Serene, and Jim.
Yeah, well, there might have been more than one staff candidate at KPFA who was not able to, or there was a problem. Actually, I know of one other. And I think to be cost effective, this should be not, I mean, there shouldn't be an election in the case of only three candidates for three seats. And the same could apply to Brian's amendment, could apply to Tony's motion, where people could write in all kinds of people and have the election. So anyway, I will vote against Brian's amendment.
Alan for the stack.
Okay, next is Benito. And Teresa, I have you.
Okay, well, I was just going to add that it seems to me that Brian's amendment is perfectly consistent with the intent of Tony's motion, and we should go ahead and accept his amendment and move on. But I'm just going to add this. You know, we just went through an exercise in the previous meeting, which I feel was a total waste of time, a bunch of detail. And I hate to see us do the same thing again. So if this is going to continue about with 20 different amendments, then why don't we just separate the two motions, I mean, separate into two motions once and for all, you know, because we got a bunch of stuff due to here tonight, folks. That's it.
Okay. Jane?
Thank you. My question is, and I'm sorry, I don't have access, so, but my question is with regard to Tony's original motion. When it says seated in December, does it specify for a one-year term? Was that addressed?
No.
It does not specify.
It doesn't. Okay,
so I think it should, and I guess there are too many amendments on the floor for me to do that now.
Or? Yes, there are, but I don't know why. Someone will have to explain why we need it.
Okay. The bylaws doesn't necessarily speak to 2 1-year or 3-year terms. I mean, it just has stagger. As long as you have the staggering terms, we have 9 seats. So I don't see the necessity of putting a term on whether it's 1 year or 3 years.
Well,
it'll be whatever the term was if they had been elected, even if they were, if it went to the ballot.
Right. So it is for a 3-year term then. No.
Yeah.
I just think we should be clear. I actually agree with Tony's thinking. Well, I agree with the position, but I think
Yeah, if you don't have that kind of an amendment, and don't forget terms are individuals. This is not. But anyway, Jim.
What?
Jim, and then we'll go.
Okay, I'd like to withdraw my amendment because nobody seconded it anyway. Equal amendment.
Thank you.
Okay.
So then, can I make that motion now?
Okay. Yes, your amendment is now in order.
No, point of order. My amendment has to be voted on unless her amendment modifies my language.
This is Jim. I didn't speak yet.
I'm sorry. So because it's unrelated.
Oh, okay. Well, then
I can't do it now.
Brian?
Jim hasn't flown.
No, hold on a second. Brian?
Jim hasn't been recognized.
My understanding, and George can straighten me out, is you can only stack up amendments when they're modifying the one that precedes them.
I thought you could modify the main motion. You could take two amendments to the main motion.
That's when you're dealing with a substitute amendment.
George?
I think you can. I think Lydia is correct. I think you can have two amendments to the main motion. I'm not entirely sure, but that's what I think.
Okay.
And
flip a coin and let us know, Lydia.
Yeah,
okay.
In the inverse order that they were proposed.
Right. Okay.
While I mull this over, I'm going to let Jim and Teresa speak, and then I'm inclined to allow Serene's amendment. Go ahead, but I'm thinking right now, so Jim and Teresa can speak in the interest of time.
Just very quickly, on the WPFW's case, there's no need for an election since you are clearly fewer than the seats that are open. And I wanted to just make that point. And I think we would save money by just ruling on that.
Okay, and Teresa?
And Carolyn on the start, too.
Okay. Teresa?
Hello?
Yeah, okay, briefly.
I'm sorry. I just want to say, for the record, we do not want to encourage any elections in the future where we don't have enough candidates and we just give it to whoever applies. We want to discourage that. That is not an election. And, you know, it might be in the future, it might be beneficial. You know, some people that are of the few that did apply, they might be real happy that they don't have to compete. But you can't have the cream raised to the top if you just don't have enough milk in there, you know, enough candidates, I mean, to get what you want. So I'm assuming this is only for this time, and I applaud Brian Edward Teekert's comments on how a person, fortunately, in the staff election can pretty well compete as a write-in. And, you know, I'm wondering when the election supervisor will make a decision on that man's appeal.
Okay, thank you. So let's, Carolyn, this is the last comment, and then we're going to start voting.
Madam Chair,
I just want to say that this is important that we hold an election. People can change their mind. They can write in. They could not vote for any of the above. Whatever. It has to be done on paper. It's ridiculous to think that we could just float an election in by saying you applied and you're on the list and therefore you're elected. That's not how it goes, please. Let's not start messing with the simple process of an election.
Okay, thank you. Serene, your amendment?
So my amendment, I'm sorry, I can't see the language, so if I can have someone help me with this. But when we say that person shall be deemed elected, I wanted to say 2 or 3 year term.
Okay, so that's the vote, our first vote. We're at time. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
I'm sorry, this would be elected to a 3 year term? Is that what you said?
That's correct.
Okay. And was that seconded?
Point of order, Brian.
Yes, Brian.
Don't we have a motion passed by this board already in effect under which we will have a catch-up election to replace the people elected this year in less than 3 years?
Yes. Not in less than 3 years.
No, that's not what
this is. The 2013 election, the terms are for individuals.
Okay.
And was there a second for this amendment?
Madam Chair, we are done with the time.
We are done with discussion. We're at time. Please, call the roll.
Was there a second for Serene's three-year term?
There a second to her three-year term. Good point.
Second, Lawrence.
Okay, Lawrence. Okay, so.
Alan.
Alan says yes.
Yes. Agueta? Can't hear you. Agueta?
Pass.
Pass. Burden?
No.
No. Brown. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Steve Brown?
No.
No. Pass Nave?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Pass.
Pass. Diaz?
Pass.
Pass. Edward Seekert?
No.
No. Fuentes? Coburn votes no. Lane Ewart, Mark?
Mark votes no.
No. Medina? Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Ryder? Can't hear you. Reyes?
Sorry, Ryder votes no.
Ryder, no. Reyes?
Hey.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Agueta, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman, you passed?
Vote no.
I'm sorry, how do you vote?
No.
No. Diaz, you passed?
99.
Diaz, yes. Medina, didn't hear you.
Is this for the amendment?
Yes, for a 3-year term.
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Okay, let me count.
Point of order, I thought Agueta passed.
And he then voted yes.
Okay, thanks.
So I have 10 yes, 7 no, 1 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Gazan, no, that's 10 yes, 7, I'm sorry, 8 no, 1 abstention.
Madam Chair, I'd like a ruling on my point of order because I'm worried we're going to have candidates with two different sets of terms.
That's why I voted no.
That's not accurate, though.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's why it's a point of order for the chair to rule on.
What is it you want me to rule on?
My point of order is that the motion approving a schedule for upcoming elections from the PNB established a situation in which these candidates might serve less than 3 years before they're replaced.
That's correct.
That's not correct.
Well, there are individual terms. Some of these people might be turning out after a year.
That's point of order.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Maybe, I don't know. What I know, that what we schedule is the voting in the people that, like me, are term limit. I'm sorry, that the 3 years is in December of this year. I think that the next election will be the people like me that will vote in 2013. I don't think that have anything to do with the people we are voting now. They are replacing the people from 2010.
Janet Kay.
Right. So what my understanding this would do, this 3 years, for just this set of people, for the people where there would not be an election or where there, depending on, in any case, if there are no fewer than or no more than, whichever, it would only apply to those, and then all the rest of the candidates would have 1 year terms in the same election. That's my understanding of what this does, and I agree with Brian.
May I speak, Madam Chair?
Who is asking to speak?
This is Lynn.
Oh, my God.
Information.
I should.
Well, you need to rule on it. The question is whether it's in conflict with something we already have in effect. We've already voted on it. We don't need to keep debating it.
Okay, I do rule that it's in conflict.
But that's incorrect. I challenge.
Well, then you can challenge the ruling, and Madam Chair Madam Secretary, take the roll.
No, we get to speak on it.
Does anyone second?
Second what?
Second what?
They challenge the ruling of the chair.
The ruling of the chair.
Yeah, Madam Chair. I'm sorry, but we vote in an issue and now we go back?
Yes, we can do that. This is a very serious matter. We cannot determine terms on something that we have voted that contradicts this in an election.
Somebody needs to show me when.
But you're incorrect.
Well, then vote no. Then overrule the chair. That's what the process is.
Well, we'd like a chance to talk about it. I asked you allowed two other people to speak.
Okay, you can speak to it.
Has it been seconded?
Yeah, point of order.
Yeah, that's right. I'm waiting for a second.
Point of information.
Point of order.
Okay, Brenda.
Hasn't time expired or long past expired for this agenda item? It seems like we're never going to get out of this agenda item.
I know. Is someone going to move to extend?
So move for 5 minutes.
Okay. Any objection? 5 minutes.
Anybody second?
Okay.
Well,
I think Adriana seconded Serene's. Did you not, Adriana?
Yes, I did.
Yes, she did. Okay. So, okay, Serene?
I have a point of information.
Jim.
Would somebody explain what the conflict is and how it would work? Because that would clear up a lot, I think, for everyone.
Okay. Serene's wording says all of these candidates are going to be that where you have less than your full complement of candidates, it declares them for 3 years to sit on the board. And it doesn't say whether they're eligible for a 2-year term or a 1-year term or whatever. It just says they're all going to be 3 years. And that contradicts what we have passed before, which is it's obviously contingent on the variables because terms are individual. It's about individuals.
Right.
Okay. Brian,
here, I have the language we passed, if it's helpful.
Thank you, Brian. Yes, it will be helpful.
So what we passed on May 7th says that these elections would elect candidates for terms ending in December 2016.
No, that's not what it said. Yes, that's what it was.
No.
Well, you can ask the secretary to confirm. She keeps the minutes. It's the meeting of May 7th.
I confirm what Brian said. Okay. When will I have this for another challenge?
Why would we do something like that?
What we agreed to do, we said that the people who were elected in 2010, who should have been off the board in 2013, except that there were no elections, that those seats are going to be filled with this election for 3-year terms. But those of us who were elected in 2012 and would normally be leaving the board here in December, we would in fact vote that we would stay over until 2016, at which point there would be elections. The term...
Janice, point of order. Point of order. I can interrupt with a point of order.
No, you don't.
Please don't.
It's in Robert's rules that I can interrupt with a point of order.
Please don't.
Yes, but you... I am.
Okay, Janet, okay.
The item that's on the floor right now is a challenge to the ruling of the chair. And so we need to deal with that.
That's correct. But that's what they're speaking to.
What is going on here?
Okay, so listen. Okay, everyone stop. Okay, Serene is speaking to that, actually. She is saying she objects to the ruling of the chair because of what she believes we passed. Brian is upholding the ruling of the chair because of what he read that we passed. And this is okay. Anyone else? Serena, finish your statement, please.
The only station at which we are this year electing people to one-year terms is KPFK, because half the people are, half the seats are going to be one-year seats, half the upper half in terms of voter results are going to be three-year seats. All the other stations are having elections to seat people for 3 years. The one-year term business, just the one-year election carries the 2015 people who were elected in 2012, carries us over until 2016 when we will have another election. And that, too, will be for a three-year term. So the idea that these people who are participating in this election at all the other stations are going for three-year terms, but because D.C. doesn't have sufficient number of qualified, certified candidates, that their people only get a one-year term is not correct. And there's nothing in the motion that passed in May that would make it correct, to make that assertion correct. These are three-year terms. We just need to be clear about it so no one has to sit down and try to figure out next year what we meant by what we did tonight. That's the only reason I introduced the language.
Janet Kay. Okay, Janet Kay.
Yes, the motion that was passed was on May 7th. There was a motion that came from the election committee that was amended at that meeting by Brian, and it introduced that the term of the election for this year's election would end in December 2016, and that an election for the other 12 whose terms would be up on December 2015, an election for those would be held as soon as feasible. That's what the motion said.
That is ridiculous.
The motion is amended. Good.
Point of information, George.
Go ahead, George. Help me out of this mess.
I'm afraid I can't. Janet, would you email that to the board?
I'm looking for it.
Madam Chair, I have a point of parliamentary procedure.
To what procedure?
I have a parliamentary inquiry, I'm sorry.
What is a parliamentary inquiry?
It's a question about how we can get something done. Are you recognizing?
No, not at this moment. I'm waiting for something from George. George, were you going to have him give me some help?
He said he needed to read the motion. She's sending it to him, but we can sit silent.
Okay. So here, none of those things are my concern. My concern is that it's too absolute because there are some people who have served as alternates who would have fractional terms, and I don't want anything as declarative as that. Terms are your individual accumulation of time on the board. So,
there's the term of the person, there's the term of the seat. We don't need to confuse that. These are 3 years. Seats, because this is the election that everybody else is running for a three-year seat. When an individual meets their 6 years, regardless of how they got there, they're gone. Exactly.
There's no conflict. There's no confusion about that.
Okay.
So,
okay. Anybody else?
Parliamentary inquiry, please. Lydia, can I ask the question, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
I'm trying, if I can do it uninterrupted. It is 11:09 in New York. We have, five or six or seven bylaws? Can we table amendment? Can we table the amendment and simply vote on Brian's amendment? Let's table the three-year thing. It doesn't have to be resolved tonight.
Thank you.
Well, you can't table an amendment without tabling the motion it's attached to.
Can we withdraw the amendment? We'll make it another night.
That sounds like a great solution if the chair allows it.
I do allow it. Okay. So let's move on to where were we? A vote on...
Brian's amendment?
Yes.
Don't we have to vote on agreeing to withdraw?
Was there an objection?
I thought I heard, was there an objection to that? No, there's no objection. Move on.
Brian's amendment?
Brian. Brian.
I think it's time to call the vote on it. We're done with debate, supposedly.
Okay. No, I just wanted you to read it again. Somebody read it again.
The motion would read as amended that the PNB declare elected those certified candidates nominated to the local station board delegate seats in which the number of certified candidates are fewer than the number of delegates to be elected. These delegates' terms will begin December 2015, as stated in the bylaws.
Okay.
Yes. This is Orange.
Okay.
So, shouldn't that motion also say WPFW because that's...
It came from WPFW. Tony made it generic because there are two elections in which aspects of this applies. And Brian is amending it to facilitate the one at A.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any objections to this amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
Alan. Can't hear you. Argueta.
Alan says yes.
Alan, yes. Argueta. Can't hear you. Burden?
No.
No. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Steve Brown?
No.
No. Kesnave?
No.
No. Coleman?
No.
No. Diaz? Can't hear you.
So far, I and I.
Diaz, yes. Edward Seekert?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn, no. Mark? Mark,
no.
Mark, no. Medina?
Pass.
Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Ryder?
Pass.
Pass. Reyes?
Pass.
Pass. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Argueta, didn't hear you?
Yes.
Argueta, yes.
I'm sorry. Secretary, I changed my vote to yes. I'm sorry.
Kesnave, yes.
Yeah, it says take $15 off of
$100. All right. Medina, you passed.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Ryder, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. Reyes, you passed.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, one moment.
Madam Chair, this is Robert Mark. I'd like to change my vote to yes.
Can someone ask Janet Coleman to mute her phone, please?
Mark votes yes. I have 13 yes, 4 no, 1 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Azan votes yes. 14, 4, 1.
Okay, and now I would like to turn the chair over to...
Wait, we have to vote on the motion as
amended. Okay, the motion is amended. And then if Joy is still on the call, are you still on the call, Joy?
Ask if there's any objection to the motion.
Okay.
Yes, there is.
Okay, thank you.
Wow, okay.
Okay, thank you. I heard an objection, but go ahead. Is there any objection? Okay.
Any objection to what?
to the motion as amended.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Never mind. Just move on.
Okay. Who's shouting that on?
Oh, gosh.
Are there any objections to the motion as amended? Hearing none, the motion passes. Al Joy, do you have any comments or questions?
No, I don't. If I can just get the full text
sure.
As fast so it can be placed on the website. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. And thank you so much for joining us. Do you have any other comments regarding the elections that you want to hear? I can hear your baby wants you more.
No, I have no comments.
Okay. Thank you very much, Joy.
That baby sounds just okay. Like a board meeting.
Okay, exactly. Okay, so I'm going to pass the chair to...
Teresa.
To Tony Norman. Tony, yes. Can you chair? Because I'm going to have to move to amend the agenda. Move. Some urgent items up.
What?
Okay, Tony?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to move to the bylaws.
Yes, but I'm making a motion to move two items up, given the time, the urgent motion.
Okay, can we first check who are the timekeepers?
It's Adriana.
I'm keeping the time for individuals.
Yes, Adriana and George. And Adriana for the item.
This item.
Yes. I'm sorry. Excuse me. This is Aldo again. Do you need me?
No. You can go if you have nothing else to add.
Okay.
And we'll send you the motion. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. How much time we have on the item or these items so we'll know where we are?
It's 70 minutes for the bylaws amendment, which means we don't have time to finish them. And so I'm going to make some motions to move up a couple of the items.
Okay, you have four.
Okay, thank you. So I would like to move up the KPFK LSB motion and the approval of the loan offer. It's critical for KPFK, very time sensitive. And then also the motion to assign the ED search and, to the personnel committee, and I should put IED in there. Thank you, Teresa. And those are again time sensitive issues. In the past, we've just scheduled an additional meeting to pass the bylaws, which I think somebody, while we're doing this, can look at the calendar. Okay, those are my motions, are to move those up and to,
I guess we'll take them one at a time. What's the first motion again?